All the words, son, aren't you? Said Drumknot. You write that news sheet?
Yes, said William. It seemed he'd always be his father's son. They say Lord Veterinari stabbed you.
So they say, said the clerk.
You were there, though.
I knocked on the door to take him his copy of the paper, as he'd requested. His lordship opened it. I walked into the room, and the next thing I know, I was waking up here with Mr. Igor looking at me.
That must have come as a shock, said William, with a momentary flash of pride that the Times had figured in this in some small way.
They say I'd have lost the use of my arm if Igor hadn't been so good with a needle, said Drumknot earnestly.
But your head's bandaged too, said William.
I think I must have fallen over when whatever it was happened, said Drumknot.
My gods, thought William. He's embarrassed.
I have every confidence that there has been a mistake,
Drumknot went on. Has his lordship been preoccupied lately?
His lordship is always preoccupied. It's his job, said the clerk.
Do you know that three people heard him say that he'd killed you?
I cannot explain that. They must have been mistaken.
The words were clipped sharp. Any moment now, William told himself. Why do you think, he began and was proved right.
I think I don't have to talk to you, said Drumknot. Do I?
No, but...
Sergeant!
Drumknot shouted. There were swift footsteps and the cell door opened. Yes, said Sergeant Angua.
I have finished talking to this gentleman, said Drumknot, and I'm tired.
William sighed and put his notebook away. Thank you, he said. You've been very helpful. As he walked along the corridor, he said, He doesn't want to believe his lordship might have attacked him. Really, said the sergeant. Looks like quite a bang he had on his head, William went on. Does it? Look, even I can see this smells funny. Can you? I see, said William. You went to the Mr. Vimes School of Communication, yes? Did I? Said Sergeant Angua. Loyalty is a wonderful thing, is it? The way out is this way. After she had carefully ushered William into the street, Sergeant Angua went back upstairs into Vimes' office and quietly shut the door behind her.
So, he only spotted the gargoyles,
said Vimes, who was watching William walk down the street. Apparently. But I wouldn't underestimate him, sir. He notices things. He was dead right about the peppermint bomb, and how many officers would have noticed how deeply that arrow went into the floor?
That's unfortunately true.
And he spotted Igor's second thumb, and hardly anyone else has noticed the swimming potatoes.
Igor hasn't got rid of them yet.
No, sir. He believes that instant fish and chips are only a generation away. Vimes sighed.
All right, Sergeant, forget the potatoes. What are the odds?
Sir?
I know what goes on in a duty room. They wouldn't be watchmen if someone wasn't running a book.
On Mr. De Word?
Yes.
Well, six will get you 10 that'll be dead by next Monday, sir.
You might just spread the word that I don't like that sort of thing, will you?
Yes, sir.
Find out who's running the book, and when you find out it's Nobby, take it off him.
Right, sir. And Mr. De Word? Vimes stared at the ceiling.
How many officers are watching him? He said.
Two.
Nobby's usually good at judging odds. Think that'll be enough?
No, me neither.
But we're stretched. He's going to have to learn the hard way. And the trouble with the hard way is you only get one lesson.
Mr. Tulip emerged from the alleyway where he had just negotiated the purchase of a very small packet of what would shortly prove to be rat poison cut with powdered washing crystals. He found Mr. Pin reading a large sheet of paper.
What's that?
He said. Trouble, I expect, said Mr. Pin, folding it up and putting it in his pocket. Yes, indeed.
This city is getting on my ing nerves, said Mr. Tulip as they continued down the street. I got a ing headache and my leg hurts.
So, it bit me too. You made a mistake with that dog.
Are you saying I shouldn't have shot at it?
No, I'm saying you shouldn't have missed. It got away.
It's only a dog, Mr. Tulip grumbled. What's such a problem about a dog? Not like it's a reliable ing witness. They never told us about no ing dog.
His ankle was beginning to get that hot, dark sensation that suggested that someone hadn't been brushing their teeth lately.
You just try carrying a guy with a ing dog snapping at your legs. And how come the ing zombie never told us the guy was so ing fast? If he hadn't been staring at the geek, he'd have ing got me.
Mr. Pin shrugged. But he'd made a note of that. Mr. Slant had failed to tell...